Get away with more with Accor Plus. Like a free hotel night, plus up to 50% off stays and dining and exclusive member events at over 1,000 Accor hotels, resorts and apartments. Become an Accor Plus member today. AccorPlus.com. T's and C's apply.
Has your son or daughter's school got a tuck shop? And is it still as popular as it was? Is it something that might be used by your children or their friends for convenience because of the fast pace of life these days? It's difficult to get lunch together before sending your children off to school. Or is the cost of living crisis starting to bite the canteens on the backside? Because there is a call now for a national roundtable to save the school canteens and the tuck shops right across Australia. Leanne Elliston is the Federation of Canteens in Schools chair. Leanne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
A few challenges starting to bite the school canteens and tuck shops, Leanne.
Yeah, look, we're seeing quite a sad decline in the viability of canteens, not just in WA, but across the country. And there's a lot of reasons for that, and I guess that's why we want to be able to hold this roundtable to explore this and work out ways that we can save the school canteen.
Why are they no longer as viable as they were, Leanne? Not as many children buying their food from the school canteens and tuck shops?
Yeah, look, I don't think it comes down to the fact that there's less demand.
Okay.
I think it really comes down to the fact that the school canteen or tuck shop has always been, you know, the mainstay for parents to go to when they haven't been able to pull together a lunchbox, perhaps.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
And it's always been an affordable option too, Ollie. So there's always been like cheap options. So children could always, you know, perhaps buy something for 20 cents or 50 cents or a dollar. But it's becoming very difficult for canteens to serve those affordable food options with the cost that's associated in running those canteens. And food cost is not just the only reason. There's also the ability to staff those canteens.
Mm.
So I don't know about when you went to school, Ollie, but when I went to school, it was a lot of parents were volunteering.
Yes.
And the canteens did rely a lot on that volunteer help, and we're losing that ability to have those volunteers. So therefore, we've got to pay, or the schools have to pay for staff, and that is squeezing them also. So there's a couple of angles, I guess, we're coming at where canteens are being squeezed. It's making it really hard for them to remain viable.
And the pressure, obviously, on the canteens about what they actually sell, Leanne, and the nutritional benefit of the food that they provide, because as you just mentioned there, the volunteers were certainly in the school canteens as I was growing up, but so too were the pies and the cans of Coca-Cola, and that might not really fly in 2024, Leanne.
You're absolutely right, Ollie. Canteens are such a wonderful place for children to be exposed to foods, to nourishing foods, and we want children to have those opportunities to enjoy a range, a variety of foods that do feed them well, that nourish them and support their health, their well-being, and their learning, their ability to learn during the day. So having those more nourishing options is actually really quite important. And I guess that's whether that applies pressure to the canteens, whether that affects the cost of preparing those foods or obtaining those foods, you know, that could also be considered a factor. But we have to look at this across the board. Like there's this multi-factoral effects that are happening to the canteens that we need to explore and think of ways that we can support canteens, move forward and come up with some solutions.
Yeah, a few schools here in Perth, they don't open the canteen every day. It might be a day or two a week at schools, so obviously parents in the community are aware of that. That can be the day where we don't have to send lunch to school and you can buy something from the canteen. Do you see though, Leanne, that in fact it might get to the point where schools are having to shut down these tuck shops and canteens because, as you mentioned, all of these factors that are going into the viability of operating them, they won't be able to exist?
Yeah, and we are actually seeing that across the country already, Ollie, through Focus and the people that contribute to Focus and are part of the association. You know, this is what we are finding, and it's a real concern, because we ask, you know, well, what's going on? And it really comes down to, you know, the model that canteens are, that traditional model of canteens in schools is actually not really working in today's society, and we need to reimagine what that needs to become so that we can continue to have these services available for children, for families to access, and children can enjoy accessing, you know, food from the canteen. I mean, what a wonderful, I remember it was a wonderful memory for me growing up, and I'm sure it is for many of your listeners.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember the frozen orange quarters we used to get for 5 cents, Leanne, and I thought that was a treat. Or we used to get, what was a lickstick made by Berry? They were 20 cents. I mean, that was a highlight of, you know, recess every now and then in summertime, getting a, you know, some little treat from the canteen. It was great.
Exactly. And how wonderful that is if we can continue that for children today. And you know, these sorts of offerings, they can be continued. We can have, you know, those healthier options. Yep. And children are trying and exploring these foods, and they might not get access to those so much at home. And they get that learning experience as well. And it's so much more than just food, I think.
Good on you, Leanne. Great to chat to you. Really appreciate it. And good luck with it.
Thanks so much, Ollie.
She's the Federation of Canteens in Schools Chair, Leanne Elliston, and they're calling for a national roundtable to get together to save the school canteens and tuck shops across the nation. What's it like at your son or daughter or grandson, granddaughter's school when it comes to the canteen? Sue's saying, Ollie, I treat my granddaughters to canteen lunch once a week. It costs me $25 for both girls, but the canteen is only open Thursday and Friday. 133882, is it something that you still use, the school canteen, the school tuck shop, or is it because it's getting a little more pricey and you're looking at the way that things cost and making ends meet, you avoid it, or it's not open as often as it used to be if you still got one at all?
Get away with more with a Core Plus, like a free hotel night, plus up to 50% off stays and dining, and exclusive member events at over 1,000 Accor hotels, resorts and apartments. Become an Accor Plus member today. AccorPlus.com. T's and C's apply.
Winning season news update.
This season in the Monopoly game at Macca's, there are prizes like 3 Isuzu MU-X SUVs and 2 $10,000 Webjet gift cards. For a 1 in 4 chance to win, download the My Macca's app and play today.
Ends October 22. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.